From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A federal appeals court Thursday refused to reinstate President Donald Trump's ban on travelers from seven nations: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The vote in the three-judge panel from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco was unanimous. Last week, District Judge James Robart in Seattle issued a temporary restraining order halting the ban after the states of Washington and Minnesota sued. The government is now expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, and President Trump tweeted, "See you in court." The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan told the Armed Services Committee on Capitol Hill Thursday that he thinks the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in the 15-year-old war. General John Nicholson says he needs a few thousand more soldiers to break the stalemate.
Of the 98 U.S.-designated terrorist groups globally, 20 operate in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, along with three violent extremist organizations. This is the highest concentration of terrorist groups anywhere in the world, which underscores the importance of our counterterrorism platform in the Central Asia, South Asia region.
U.S. officials sought to reassure Afghanistan of continuing American support. Pakistan says India's rapid development of nuclear weaponry poses a threat to the region. Foreign Ministry spokesman Nafees Zakaria said Thursday at his news conference, India is stockpiling nuclear materials outside international standards and building a secret nuclear city.
With conventional weapons balance already disturbed, India's nuclear weapons buildup has dangerous proportions to tip the strategic balance and endanger the peace of the region and beyond.
India promptly rejected the allegations. This is VOA News.